10 p.m. New York time on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, Chesterfield Cigarettes invite you to listen to their new all-star radio combination, Glenn Miller and the Andrews Sisters.
The Columbia Workshop presents Higher Than a Kite, an original play for radio written by Brewster Morgan, who also directs the performance.
Gee, that was a honey, boss. Six ball. Look it, look it. Here goes the 10.
And the 12.
Boy.
Oh, let's quit, kid. It's too hot to even shoot pool. Turn on the radio.
The racer news is over.
Well, turn it on anyway. I wish I was in Grand City. I'm getting sick of this tank town.
Why? You got everything, boss. You got the pool hall. Gee, you're the boss of the county. Even the mayor's got to listen to you.
Don't mean a thing.
I guess a lot of guys would give their right hand for a setup like you got here in Center.
Yeah, lots of guys are dumb, too.
We bring you at this time Senator John H. Smiley, who will discuss banking and credit.
Few of us realize that the amount of actual specie behind the vast financial transactions of American business is infinitesimal.
Oh,
for example, today you write a check. When you do
Turn it off, will you? We got enough trouble. Oh, what a town. There ain't been a guy through that door for 2 hours. Bring out a drink, kid.
Okay, boss.
Don't ever stay in a tank town, kid.
Guess I never get a chance to work for a guy like you in a big place.
Well, I'm getting out, see? Just give me a couple of more years.
Gee, boss, will you take me with you?
Well...
Drink okay, boss?
Yeah, sure. It's swell, kid, swell. Ah, look at a day like today. If I was up in Grand City, you think I'd be sitting around swatting flies? Hey, get that, will you?
Marnar's pool hall. I don't know. I'll see. It's Grand City calling.
Give me. Yeah? Talking? This is Al Marinara talking. Hello? Oh, what do you think I'm doing? Who's this? Well, hiya, shrimp. Oh, sure I'm hot. When? Oh, I don't know, shrimp. It'd take me 4 hours to get there, and it's awful hot. No, don't count on me, shrimp. Well, I don't know if I can get away. Listen, ain't there any suckers left in Grand City? Well, it depends on a lot of things. Hello, Shrimp. Hello.
He didn't hang up on you. Why, the dirty...
That was Shrimp Orcas up in the city. He hangs up on plenty of people.
Shrimp Orcas? Boy. But there ain't another guy in Centerville he'd call up just like it was next door.
He's getting up a poker game with some of the boys.
Well, I'll bet that'll be some game. Why don't you go, boss?
I got no dough.
No dough?
You're like all the other punks in this town. You think it don't cost me nothing to run the county? You think I don't have to pay off, too? I dropped $1,500 on the ponies last week.
$1,500?
That ain't nothing to Shrimp Walkers, but it's enough.
I'd like to see a big-time poker game. I'll bet that's him calling back.
Oh, if I only had some dough.
Shall I answer it, boss?
You want to drive up to Grand City, kid? I got an idea.
Yeah, boss?
Look, suppose I have no dough in the bank. I'll write a check and cover it tomorrow, see?
Boss, nobody in town's got that kind of dough.
Well, suppose I only get 20 bucks, it'll get me to Grand City.
It's about $4 in a register.
Okay, it'll buy gas. Hand me that phone.
Cargan Filling Station. Hello, Millie. I couldn't answer, and I was busy with a customer. It was Al Marinara. He was going to the city to a big poker game. Yeah. Huh? I'll be home early for supper.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Listen, it's hot down here, too. I can't tonight. I got no money in the till. Had to cash a check for Al Marinara.
Yeah, I told you once you could have it.
Well, don't jump on me. You got till Saturday. What are you worrying about? Huh? Well, I'm just as proud of her as you are. She might get too, ain't she?
Hello. I'll have to quit talking. Joe Pitcher just drove up at the gas truck. Okay.
Yes, man.
Hiya, Joe. Give me 200, will you?
200. Check. This is my last call today, and boy, am I glad. Hotter than it was yesterday.
Yeah, you should cry. You're riding in the breeze most of the time.
Yeah? Put your hand on that tank. Just put your hand on it. It's like a cook stove, and I'm riding next to it. Put your hand on it.
Not so I know it's hot.
Well, when it's hot like this, sure sign of rain. Fixing to rain, sure.
Yeah, it would. So nobody goes no place, and I don't sell any gas. Things ain't tough enough.
Well, you can't keep it from raining when it gets hot like it is now. Here's your 200.
Okay.
I gotta have some dough today.
Okay, but I gotta give you a check.
Yours?
No, Al Marinara's. He was going into the city. He runs short of cash.
Okay, I'll take Al Marinara's check.
Well, come on in then. I gotta endorse it.
Got any pop in the cooler?
Yeah, help yourself.
Well, in the office saw Al Marinara in the city a couple weeks ago, coming out of the Rich Plaza.
Yeah, he does all right.
Fellow says he had a blonde on his arm, it'd make you leave home any old time.
Yeah?
Diamonds and everything. That Al's a smart onion.
He ain't smart if he's buying diamonds for a blonde.
No. Well, as long as you got it to spend. I wouldn't let any wife of mine nick me for clothes unless I could afford it.
You ain't got a wife.
Listen, I talked it over with Rose, see? I says, when you quit the school teaching and we get married, you're going to have less dough to spend on yourself.
Yeah. Where do you start having kids? You know, that kid of mine's only 10. Already she's worrying about clothes. They're having a kind of a celebration over in the schoolhouse yard. County superintendent's going to be there.
Yeah, Rose is getting it up.
Well, my kid's supposed to be a big shot in the thing, see? And she's got to have a new dress. Nothing answers, but she's got to have a new dress.
Oh, that's natural, Mike. Why, Rose
is... Who's saying anything? But now... Now she's got to have a parasol.
Maybe she ain't so dumb. I told you, this heat'll bring up a rain.
Nah, it ain't for rain, it's for sun. First, Millie sees a picture of the Queen of England carrying one. Then she sees one in Carter's show window. Then she makes up her mind the kid's got to have one. Yeah. I tell her no other kid in the schoolyard's going to have a thing like that. She says, all the more reason. $4.85 it costs. Call it $5 right out of the till.
Yeah, tough. Well, I gotta beat it. Time for supper. You got that check?
Yeah, $20. The rest of the bill will have to wait.
Okay.
Hey, did you pay me for that pop?
No, I forgot it. That's my last nickel, too. So long.
Hello.
Boy, is this seat hot. Like a cook stove. Put your hand on it.
No, nuts. Oh, nuts.
Hey, Mr. Joe Pitcher, what you good want?
Give me a T-bone steak, French fries, apple pie and ice cream, and some iced coffee. Give me the iced coffee now. Boy, it's hot.
Yeah, summertime has got to be hot. Yeah, summer's got to be hot.
Put some ice on it. Loosen up, will you, Pop? Don't be so stingy.
Yeah, listen, you gotta be stingy these days to make a living.
Mm. Turn the fan this way, Pop, and get that steak on the fire.
Yes, sir, you gotta be stingy. Say, you know what's my gas bill?
No.
$28 this month.
Well, here's some more butter, Pop.
Butter, right. Say, you know what's my light bill?
$22.40.
Bills, all day the same story. Mr. Pop of Dracula's, we must be paid.
Yeah.
Mr. Pop and the couple's, 30 days is limit.
Yeah.
Tonight is going to come salesman from Intercity Grocery. Says, Papa Bendraklus, you already got 60 days. You don't pay. Credit finish.
Tough.
Hey,
shake it up with the steak, will you, Pop? I got to pick up Rose at 7:30.
Oh, you take another girl, huh? Say, she's a pretty girl. You know, my sister in Greece, she's very pretty, too.
No, just giving her a lift over to the schoolhouse.
Say, hey, Joe, you do Pop a favor, huh? See, your meal tickets run out.
What do you mean? I got 75 cents coming on that ticket.
Oh, sure. But you see, tonight, you got a T-bone 35, pile of mott 15, ice coffee 10, 60. 15 cents left, don't you? For what good 15 cents?
So, I got 15 cents.
Well, look, you buy new $10 meal ticket for $9. Tonight, Intercity Grocery gets paid. Yes, Joe?
Gee, Pop, I'm flat. I ain't got a nickel on me.
Nobody's got a money. Here's a steak. It's nice, huh, Joe? Yeah, I bet. In Greece, nobody's got money. American people's got money. I come to America, now in America, nobody's got money.
Look, Pop, I got a check.
A check? Oh, I don't know about it.
Al Marinara's check. Mike Corrigan cashed it and gave it to me on account. If you got $11 change, I'll get the mail ticket tonight.
Say, you think the Intercity Grocery take you this check?
You kidding? Listen, Al's a county boss. He's got plenty, though. Don't you forget it. I guess nobody turns down one of Al's checks. Not even the governor.
Okay, Joe. All right. I get a ticket now, huh?
Sure, Pop. Boy, is it hot. Turn the fan this way more, will you, Pop?
Why, sure, Joe. Sure.
Good evening, Pop.
Why, good evening, Mr. Martin. Say, you're around kind of late. How's Intercity Groceries?
Oh, pretty fair. Sure was a scorcher today.
Yes, very hot, but in the summer it's got to be hot.
I guess you got something there, Pop. Well, I got a collect from you today. Credit manager climbed all over me yesterday. No pay, no more credit.
How much now?
$68.50.
Say, it's a lot of money.
Tell you, Pop, I've been within the city 18 years. I never knew times would be tougher.
$68.50 is a lot of money. It's too much. I can't pay that.
Well, Pop, I'm certainly sorry, and I mean it. I hate to turn a red card in on you of all the customers on my list.
It's too bad.
You want to give me a date when you might pay? I got to put something on the card.
I tell you, I give you $30, huh? Rest next month.
You mean you give me $30 on account today?
$30 is lots of money, too.
I know. That's great. Geez, you beat me. Why'd you say so?
It's all right, huh?
Sure, $30 will handle this account. I can stall off the credit manager with a 50% payment anytime.
All right. Give you $10 cash and a $20 check.
Oh, a check, huh?
Sure, a check. Mr. Al Marinara.
Yeah?
Don't worry. Listen, he's got plenty of money. He's a county political boss. Nobody turned down Mr. Marinara check. Not even the president.
Oh, yeah, I read about him. All right, Pop, just endorse it.
All right, sure.
What do you need today, Pop?
Oh, just a minute. I got the list.
Sure, go ahead. Take your time.
Oh, here is it. Bring me 100 pounds cake flour.
Yeah.
Half a bushel tomatoes, 2 gallons of tomato juice, 2 cases of corn, 1 case of corn fly.
Ten blues, 5 reds, 10 whites. That's not bad, Shrimp.
There was better than $600 in that pot.
How much you winner, boss?
Oh, about a grand.
How do you like that guy? Looking down my throat with 4 aces.
You don't live right, that's all. You know how much dough I came into the game with?
Plenty.
$20. 20 measly bucks. You don't live right, boys. You don't live right.
It's 300, Al. Give me $50 change.
I haven't got it, Shrimp.
I got it. I'm checking out of this game anyway. Catch these chips, will you, Al?
Sure, Johnny. Sorry you can't stay. Went back some of your dough.
Oh, you got a horseshoe in the seat of your pants. I know a run of luck when I see it, even if Shrimp don't.
He's not taking $2,000 of my money back to that hick boygy runs.
Well, it's a quarter to 8 in the morning. I'm going home and let the old lady know I'm alive.
Then for the love of Pete, get out of here, will you? Go on.
All right, deal him out, Al.
Don't you guys want some breakfast?
No.
Well, I'm hungry.
Yeah, oh, for the love of...
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Okay, but I'm not paying.
It's on me, boys.
Big-hearted Al. Better than $3,000 and he's buying breakfast.
Order another bottle of liquor while you're at it.
Yeah, on me.
Room service, and I mean today.
Hey, boss, we ought to be getting home.
Are you crazy?
What about that check? It'll bounce, sure.
What are you talking about?
The check for $20 you gave Mike Corrigan.
Forget it. I'll cover that in time.
Yeah, but suppose he cashes it this morning.
So what?
Well, gee, boss, it'll bounce.
Will you relax? I'm sitting here with $3,000. You're worrying about $20.
Yeah, but if the check bounces...
Right, so it bounces. I'll give him an extra $20 for his trouble.
Mr. Martin, how's it going?
Hey, look, Pop, that check you gave me is no good.
You say again, please?
That check for $20 you gave me bounced all over the lot. The office gave me holy places.
That's not possible. Mr. Marinara is a big shot. He's a
police... Ah, you told me all that, but I still got up $20 in cash. The office took it out of my checks.
Where are I going to get $20?
I don't know, but you better rake it up Monday. You better rake it up because Monday's a holiday and I'm going fishing. And I got to have 20 or else.
Oh. Well, it takes all the money I got in the register. Marinara's big shot, huh? Yeah, just $20.
Thanks a lot, Pop.
What's going to happen with the grocery order? You know, it don't come yet.
Well, Pop, that's kind of difficult. You see, the credit manager's a sourpuss. He didn't go over that check bouncing.
Speak plain, Mr. Martin. You mean the groceries it don't come?
Yes, Pop, that's the size of it.
Because the check is no good, I don't get groceries?
Well, it's just temporary, you understand? As soon as I tell the credit manager he made good on this check, everything will be okay, Pop. He's a sourpuss anyway.
I must have groceries. How can cook Saturday, Sunday, Monday, no groceries?
Oh, you can pick up some stuff around town.
I don't got a mind to pick up stuff. You got all the
money. Wait a minute, Pop. Don't try to pin this on me.
I don't got a 50 cents in the cash register.
Yeah, that's a limit. There's nothing I can do about it, Pop. Wouldn't do any good to telephone the office now. All our trucks are gone out.
One check. What's good to pay for 7 years?
Look, Pop, I've got to run. I'm going fishing with the boys and I'm late now. Sorry you got stuck, Pop.
This marinara's a big bum.
That dress is a knockout.
It's for the pageant at school tomorrow.
You'll knock them dead. You want the radio on?
Yeah, but soft, Joe. Those children have been screaming in my ears all day, so I'm half out of my mind. Oh, I'll be glad when that pageant's over. The principal's so cross, he's driving us all crazy.
Well, never mind, honey. When we get hitched, you can quit worrying about him and the kids.
Oh, let's don't start arguing about that, Joe.
Who's arguing?
Not tonight. I'm so tired.
Mike Corrigan down at the filling station tells me his kid's in the pageant.
Yeah, she's to present the bouquet to the superintendent.
Nice kid?
Oh, she's sweet enough, but her mother's an awful pest. Oh, let's don't talk about school, Joe. Where are we going for dinner?
I figured we'd drop around to Pop's place.
Oh, please, Joe. Let's drive out someplace on the highway where it's cool, huh?
Well, look, Rose. I got a brand new meal ticket down at Pop's, and besides, honey, Pop's kind of hard up right now. He needs it, see?
All right. Let's not argue about it.
Who's arguing?
Oh, I didn't mean that, Joe. It's just that I'm so tired, and I've been fighting with that principal all day long, and I... Oh, Joe, I feel all bitter inside, like a bitter old maid. Like a bitter old maid school teacher.
Honey, take it easy. Just lean back and take it easy. Well, Pop, we come in for a big old-fashioned Southern Greek meal for two. What'll you have, honey?
Oh, I'll just have a tomato and lettuce salad.
No tomatoes.
Oh.
What do you mean? You must have some tomatoes lying around.
No groceries come today.
Gee, Pop, you're breaking my heart. I tell my girl what a swell joint this is to eat. Ain't you got no tomatoes?
Yes, what do you expect? No money, no groceries. I lost 4 customers already since 6 o'clock.
You're kidding.
Listen, I assure you, I don't kid. You give me a bum check and I give it to Intercity Grocery. Huh? Now I lose my credit. 7 years I'm here and now I gotta lose my credit. No grocery, no customers.
Pop, you're nuts. I give you a bum check?
You give me al marinara check. It's no good. Big shot, marinara.
Hey, watch that spitting. There's a lady present.
Oh, please, Joe.
Well, he don't have to get tough with me. Mike Corrigan, give me that check on account. How was I to know it had bounced?
You pay me $20. No money to buy groceries.
Pipe down, Pop. You'll get your dough.
Tonight must be $20.
Now, look at here, Pop. You pipe down, see? I ain't got $20 tonight. I got exactly $8, and I'm taking Rose out.
Oh, please, Joe, pay him. I've got my salary money here.
I don't need your money. The guy's got no cause jumping on me like this. Gosh, I'm the best customer he's got.
Yeah, no groceries. I'll lose all my
customers. Shut up, you goofy Greek.
That's enough, Joe. Here, Mr. Poppin.
Dritkopoulos.
Here's the $20. Mr. Pitcher can give it to me back in the morning.
Oh, thank you, lady.
Keep the mitts off that dough.
Joe, if you don't stop this at once and let him take the money, I'll never speak to you again as long as I live.
Okay. But it's the last time I ever eaten this lousy grease bowl.
Oh, Joe, you
don't... Spin it, scram. Come on, Rose, let's go.
Oh, no, please, order your dinner.
Are you coming with me?
All right, Joe. So, Joe, please don't joke. You're acting like a child.
And you're acting like a school teacher.
Because I wanted to help the poor old man. You said yourself he was hard up.
All over town tomorrow, they'll be giving me the ha-ha. Joe Pitcher cashes a bum check, and his gal has to pay up.
Oh, that's an exaggeration. Surely the girl you're going to marry...
Married or unmarried, I don't need any woman butting into my business. I don't need any woman's money, see?
You said that once.
Yeah, and I'll say it again. I told you I couldn't have you teaching school and married to me. I don't need help from any woman.
Maybe.
What do you mean by that?
You haven't got money enough to redeem a $20 check. Maybe I'd better keep on teaching.
Of all the dirty cracks, just because I didn't have 20 bucks with me.
A lot of people don't think you're so smart about money.
Is that so?
Everybody knows you're extravagant, careless.
For instance?
You take a check from that awful marinara.
I took it from Mike Corrigan.
Oh, what's the use of talking? You haven't even paid for our engagement ring.
It's a lot. Who told you?
Everybody knows it.
It's a lie. 40 bucks. 40 measly bucks I owe.
Oh, you can't pay that. You can't pay for the check, and you make a scene because
that's
I want
enough.
Oh, take me home. I work all day, and I come out to get a little peace. And...
Says you.
Take me home this minute. I'll jump out of the car. You take me home.
I'm taking you home.
The time is exactly 12 midnight, courtesy of Andrew's Watch Company. We continue now with our dance.
Will you shut it off?
What's the matter, Al? Not getting nervous over a little putt like that, are you?
You won the last putt, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Then quit bellyaching. More noise in here than a boiler factory.
Ah, stow it. As long as you was winning, nothing bothered you.
Listen, Shrimp. Didn't I have you down 4,000 bucks yesterday afternoon?
So what?
Didn't I offer to stay here and give you a chance to win it back?
Sure he did, Shrimp.
Who suggested having some sleep and then going on with the game?
You did. You're a boy scout. Now go ahead and bet your cards.
Yeah, come on, what is it?
All right. All right, Shrimp, I'm calling.
Full house.
Good enough.
Gee, boss, that's another 500 down.
Now look, kid, go lay on the bed or something, will you? I brought you along because I told you to keep your mouth shut. If I want to lose my money, I'll lose it, see?
Okay, boss.
Deal out, Johnny. Give me a drink, somebody.
Cargan's filling station.
Hello, Millie. Yeah, I know.
Well, what's the hurry? Thing won't begin till 11. Now, look, Millie. The kid's gonna get her umbrella, parasol. But it's Saturday morning, and I can't leave the place. Now, you'll have to drive down here and get the money yourself. Yeah. Who's stalling? I tell you, I got 21 bucks in the till. Now, you get in the jalopy. Oh, hiya, Joe. Never rained after all.
I should worry about that. Here's that bum check, Al Marinara's. It bounced higher than a kite.
Well, I'll be a dead duck. Hey, must be some mistake. I'll give him a ring.
I give him a ring. Don't you worry. He's still out of town.
Gee, I'm sorry, Joe. Was the office sore?
Office nothing. I paid him in cash. But I give this check to Pop up at the restaurant. I gotta have the dough, Mike.
You have to trust me till the night, Joe.
Now, listen, you know me well enough, so when I say I gotta have the dough, I ain't kidding.
But, Joe...
I owe this dough, see? I gotta have it now.
But just till this evening, or maybe earlier.
Clean out your ears. I want that dough now.
Listen, Joe, Millie's coming down here.
I got troubles of my own.
Okay. Leaves me one buck in the till.
It's Saturday, you'll make out. So long, Mike.
I ain't forgetting this, Joe Pitcher.
You ain't forgetting it.
Funny you couldn't bring the money out.
There ain't any money.
Mike Corrigan, you mean to stand there and tell me you were lying to me on the telephone?
Take it easy, will you?
Lying. 4 days you promised me that money. Your own daughter's one chance to look decent.
Shut up. The kid'll hear you.
I wanted to hear me. I wanted to know what a lying good for.
Will you shut up? Now listen, I cashed a check for Al Marinara and it comes back. I had to give Joe Pitcher $20. He just drove away this minute.
Your own daughter, the poor little thing.
And then another peach. She's got a new dress. She ain't gonna die if she don't have a parasol.
I knew from the first you'd find a way to keep her from having the one thing she's ever wanted.
You think I don't feel bad?
You take a check from that low-down pool hole.
He's a political boss of this county.
You'll give him your money, but your own daughter...
Now, that's enough, Millie. Fool around here, and the kid won't even get to the pageant. Now, you... You better get going, Millie.
Never you mind my cog, and I'm leaving. And what's more, I won't be home to cook any supper.
Mama, did you have a fight with Daddy? Mama, when I give the bouquet to Superintendent, what do I do with a parasol? Mama, there's a place to park, Mama.
Oh, don't grab my arm when I'm driving.
But, Mama, don't you see? Mama, we're way past Corridor Store.
I said don't grab my arm.
There's a place. Mama, you forgot we have to stop at Corridor's for the parasol.
We're not stopping at Corridor's.
You promised me a parasol. You promised me. I told all the girls I was going to have a parasol.
Don't grab my arm.
There's your 20 bucks, see?
Oh, Joe, why do you have to act like this?
You must get the children in time for the procession at once.
We're all ready. Please, Joe, what difference can it make?
Come right away. The Corrigan child's crying her eyes out about something. We can't stop
her. Oh, do I have to do everything?
Well, she simply can't present a bouquet to the press superintendent like that.
Well, I... Joe, it's so silly for us to fight.
Rose, the orchestra's beginning. What should we do about the bouquet?
Oh, for heaven's sake, take it away from the Corrigan girl. Give it to somebody else.
Six, seven, eight. That's 800. Well, boys, that's the bell.
Quitting, huh?
Yeah, I'm quitting. I walked in with 20 bucks, and I'm walking out with it.
Hey, boss, you got a red chip left.
All right, kid, that'll pay for the gas.
Hey, you had a lot of guts starting in a game like this with 20 bucks.
I guess I did it then. What's the difference, so long as nobody got hurt? Come on, kid, we got to make tracks.
I want you to know that as the principal of Centerville School, you ought to be ashamed to have a woman like that teaching innocent children. 5 weeks ago, my daughter was appointed to carry the bouquet. And then at the very last moment, they give it to another girl. The child's sick in bed. We had to have the doctor. That woman is a fiend.
It's an out-of-the-ordinary case. Rose Pendleton is a very intelligent girl. She's always been far too independent, inclined even to be insubordinate. I recommend that her contract not be renewed.
Oh, it's no use, Joe. I admit I haven't been honest with you about quitting my job, but I hoped all the time you'd come around to seeing the truth. Now it's too late. I never thought they'd fire me.
Tear up that meal ticket, Pop, and give me $6. I'm pulling out of this godforsaken town.
Oh, Mike. You don't know how much her looking nice and carrying the bouquet meant to me. We never had anything ourselves, not even as kids, and I want her to be somebody.
Seems like Joe is about the only close friend I had. Kind of sorry to break up with him.
Oh, gee, kid, how long have I been sleeping?
A couple hours, boss. Oh, practically home.
Me for the hay when we get there. I feel terrible.
Boy, that sure was a poker game.
Yeah.
Just imagine, get up to $4,000 and then losing it all.
Well, that's the breaks. Didn't cost me nothing.
Sure, it didn't cost you nothing. Say, there's Corrigan's filling station. You want to stop and ask about that check?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah?
Oh. Hello, Al.
Say, Mike, I got to thinking about that check. Was that on the Grand City National?
No, Centerville. It come back.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Here's a 20.
Thanks.
It looks like I ought to pay interest.
Yeah, forget it.
Okay, boy.
Okay.
Gee, boss, I told you that check had bounced.
So it bounced. What's the difference?
Have been listening to the Columbia Workshop's presentation of Higher Than a Kite, written especially for the workshop by Brewster Morgan, who also directed the production. Alexander Semler conducted the orchestra. In tonight's cast, you heard Ann Elstner, Betty Jane Tyler, Rosemary DeCamp, Lou Babian, Cliff Carpenter, Don Costello, Sean Dillon, John Gibson, Frank Lovejoy, Sandals Ortega, and Howard Smith. The first Columbia Workshop performance of the new year will take place on January 11th at a new time. 10:15 to 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At that time, the workshop will present an adaptation of William Saroyan's much-discussed play, My Heart's in the Highlands. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.